When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. It's Friday today. Happy end of the week, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. It's time for our Feel Good Friday episode of this week. And this week on the show, we've been really focused on finding ways to connect with nature as a way of connecting with ourselves. So today for our Feel Good self-care practice, I want to offer you a practice that you can do today or anytime this weekend, but today would be lovely, that actually will put you in a place of feeling and really sensing a deep connection to this earth. We are going to head out today and make a nature altar. Now, you might have an altar at home. If you're used to an altar practice, this will be no strange thing for you at all. But if you're new to the world of having an altar in your life, an altar at home or in our homes is a sacred space for us to connect with the divine and for us to connect with ourselves. So in our house, it could be a little table or a little nook, a little corner space where you put some sacred objects or a photo of a loved one, or where you light a candle and sit down and meditate every day. It's just a place of reverence in our homes. When we make a nature altar, we apply that same concept of creating a dedicated space of reverence, but we do that out in nature and we create an offering to nature herself. So what this means is you'll head out today. I would recommend going a place where you feel intimate with nature. So a place where you can have some solitude, a bit of space. So maybe not your neighborhood park, but if you could venture out into a place that feels a little bit more private, where you can actually explore a little bit more, that would be beautiful. But of course, if it's the park that's the closest to you, you can do it there as well. But the reason I say finding a little bit more of a wild place will help you source and forage the things that you're going to need for this altar. It might be a little bit trickier in your neighborhood park to find what you need and also to create that really holy, sacred space. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So once you've headed out to the forest or wherever you're going to go, bring a little basket or bring a little something to carry things with you. And as you walk, keep your eyes absolutely peeled open for things that pique or spark your interest. And it could be beautiful leaves that you find on the ground. It could be a mushroom. It could be some spring flowers. Maybe there's a really interesting looking twig. Whatever you're sourcing, make sure you're never picking anything endangered, of course. And when it comes to nature altars, I find that picking things and sourcing things that are already surrendered is the best way to go. So not, you know, breaking off branches from trees or anything like that, not even necessarily picking a lot of things from the earth, but taking what is already offered, what is already readily available. So for me, oftentimes this looks like interesting looking rocks that I find. Sometimes it's driftwood that I've found along the shore. I love finding interesting looking pine cones, and there's a lot of really beautiful flowers that are here in abundance right now that I pick when I make nature altars. And then you're going to connect with a sacred space. And a sacred space could be literally right where you find yourself in that specific moment. It could be a little clearing that looks beautiful. It could be a moment that you just take an extra deep breath standing under a tree, and that's the spot. Maybe you find a tree stump or a fallen tree or a big rock or a boulder that you want to use as your base for your altar. It could also just be directly on the ground. It could be on the beach if you're on the beach. It could be really anywhere in nature. And then you take everything that you've gathered and intuitively start building your altar here. So I love, usually how I go about it is I take the object that I've foraged or that I've found that I feel most drawn to, that I feel is really like a centerpiece, and I make that the center of the altar and I build out from there. But you don't have to do that at all. You can just lay out things and arrange them in a way that intuitively feels beautiful or right to you. And at the end, you should have this beautiful looking nature altar that you are offering to Mother Earth, not for a specific reason or because you're looking for something specific in return or because you're praying for something or wishing for something. Literally, let this be just a moment of reverence for nature, an offering to nature for everything she already brings you every single day. This is a very meditative practice. You can do it with your friends. You can do it with your kids. You can do it with anyone who's around. You can do it alone. I find from the first moment that I head out and I know I'm going to build an altar today, there is a little bit of that extra sacred presence with me as I walk. And I always end up finding a beautiful felt sense of just presence and calm inside of myself as I'm sourcing my objects or as I'm building the altar. And of course, at the very end, I love taking a moment to just sit and breathe and be present with her. However you choose to approach this practice today, you know, there's not really a wrong way to build a nature altar. Just be very respectful. Don't harvest things that aren't ready to be harvested or that aren't offered already. You know, take a really grateful and careful and graceful approach when you head out into nature for these sorts of practices. Leave nothing behind aside of your footprints and this beautiful altar that you've sourced from nature already. So we're not placing any strange things into nature. Just really creating a moment of beauty, you know, creating a moment of inspiration for nature that gives us so much every single day. I really hope you enjoy this practice. It is a beautiful one and one I return to again and again and again. I hope you have a wonderful weekend ahead with lots of time spent communing with nature and, of course, communing and taking care of yourself. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.